You're listening to the Altitude Sessions, and today's episode is personal. It's Juneteenth, it's my birthday, and it's a moment to breathe deep, look around, and tell the truth about the kind of freedom we've been taught to chase, and the kind we're still fighting to feel. I'm Robin Vox, and this is not just a podcast. It's a perch, a pause, and a space to rise. Let's talk about the freedom we're still learning. Let's start with what we know. Juneteenth marks June 19, 1865, the day Union troops arrived in Galveston, Texas, to announce that enslaved people were free. 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, 2 years of delay, 2 years of people still enslaved because no one told them freedom had come. So yes, it's a celebration, but it's also a wound. A reminder that freedom for us has always been complicated, delayed, conditional, often legal on paper, but missing in practice. And that's where I want to begin today. Because emotional freedom, mental freedom, that's still under construction. We are the descendants of survivors, but many of us are just now learning how to live. Here's the thing. Survival taught us to be strong, to be useful, to take care of everyone else, to hold it in, push through, keep moving. And while I honor that strength, because it got us here, I also want to tell the truth about what it cost. Because some of us are exhausted, some of us are high functioning but hollow, some of us are respected but resentful, some of us are so used to performing that we don't know how to feel safe, just being. And that's not freedom. That's a continuation of the grind in prettier clothes. I didn't grow up hearing about therapy. I grew up hearing, just pray. Pray harder. Be strong. Don't put your business out there. But healing in silence is still hiding. And if we're going to be free, we have to unlearn the silence too. Therapy is teaching me how to hear myself again. How to rest before I collapse. How to say no without guilt. How to be soft without shrinking. So yeah, therapy is liberation. And rest? Rest is reparations. Every time you choose rest instead of overworking. Every time you give yourself permission to pause. Every time you let softness in instead of armor. You are reclaiming what was stolen. Let me say this clearly. They tried to steal our joy. Through systems, through survival, through the pressure to always be composed. But joy is resistance. Joy is ours. Joy is freedom that finally made it into the body. So if you're dancing today, laugh louder. If you're resting, sleep deeper. If you're healing, keep going. And if you're still figuring it out, you're not behind. You're human, and that's holy. So on this Juneteenth, on my birthday, I'm not asking for gifts. I'm asking for truth, for breath, for softness, for us to stop surviving like it's all we were made for. Let's learn freedom together, not just in history, not just in laws, but in how we live, how we feel, how we take up space and stop apologizing for it. Because the sky isn't falling. We're just learning how to rise. On our own terms this time, with altitude, fire, and deep gratitude, Robin.